when you think fantasy card game, you probably don't think of Aztec-inspired warriors riding dinosaurs or swashbuckling goblin pirates with huge feathered hats or jaguar people that could have come straight out of the ancient Mayan text, the Popol Vuh. But that's what Lost Caverns of Ixalan is all about. It's also pronounced Ixalan. The new Magic the Gathering release includes more than 300 cards drawn from Mesoamerican cultures. Art director Ovidio Cartagena joins us now. Welcome, Ovidio.
Hi.
So for folks who may not know Magic the Gathering, it's a card game about dragons and knights and all the usual fantasy trappings, but Ixalan is a different sort of world. Tell us about it.
So the first time around, it had the Legion of Dusk, these vampire conquistadors landing in the continent of Ixalan and clashing with the Sun Empire. In the mix are merfolk called the River Heralds and pirates, the Brazen Coalition. In this release, we went underground, inspired by the Popol Vuh, inspired by Jules Verne or Eddie Dorfa. And we have the Malamet, who are literally jaguars, jaguar people. And we have the Oltec, who are the ancestor civilization of the Sun Empire.
You've whet our appetite. And I want to play for you someone who we spoke to, a Magic player who's excited for this new set.
My name is Leia Monares. I'm a 40-year-old artist and LGBTQ activist. I'm Tepa Juan and Tara Humaran, and I am Chicana Mexican-American. It was really nice to just see, you know, a full-blown American game with a high budget with people that look like me and represent my culture. And it made me feel like if I were European, this is what it would be like to see, like, King Arthur for the first time.
So, Ovidio, talk to me about this. Have you been hearing from fans who are really excited to see their culture represented in a fantasy game?
Oh, yes. It's been very inspiring seeing people's reaction to the set. It was a love letter to the cultures I grew up with, to Latin America, many places I've traveled and many people I've known. In many ways, we're representing ourselves, right? We had a lot of artists from Latin America in the set. We knew this was going to be probably the largest indigenous and Latin American themed release in the year in gaming.
You know, I want to play one more clip from Leia Monares, the Magic fan. Here she is talking about a card that struck her.
There's a god character they did this time, and he's very bat-themed. Bats are a huge part, particularly of Mayan underworld and their culture, and a lot of people worshipped bats in the Mayan culture. And just that specificity is just really, like, I really admire it. I think somebody really knew what they were doing.
Okay, Vidio, who really knew what they were doing? What sort of research did you put into making these cards?
Well, a lot of the set stems from lived experiences, but also our readings. We're talking about Gamasots. That's the bat god. We definitely read a lot.
You know, you also yourself illustrated a card.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah. Growing up on my commute, I would see Maya pyramids. I would see a sculpture of Tikkun Umán all the time. This great Quiché prince who fought Pedro de Alvarado, who was Hernán Cortés's right-hand man, and he was stabbed in the heart, and the Quetzal, the bird,
which is the national bird of Guatemala.
Yeah, it laid on his heart and stained his chest with blood. That's a legend, of course. That's why the Quetzal now has a red chest. So the sculpture by Galeotti Torres inspired me a lot. And so I wanted to put a piece of that in the card that I illustrated. And many other artists did this with their own interests.
You know, I wonder if you worried at all about the risk maybe of trivializing this history. You know, indigenous imagery often gets appropriated as mascots, for example. And I wonder what you might say to those who say you shouldn't incorporate these elements in, you know, what might be seen as kind of a flippant fantasy story.
I think we take a lot of inspiration from many moments in history. My objective was to use this inspiration to make people curious about the real peoples and the real histories and the real events.
Yeah.
But I hope people also feel the inspiration to themselves to approach this from another point of view. I'd love to see that as well.
And just finally, you know, Magic the Gathering It made more than $1 billion last year. It's Hasbro's biggest moneymaker, along with Dungeons & Dragons. What does it mean to you, Ovidio, that people who look like you are front and center in its art and design in this moment?
It's very meaningful. Seeing how we were given the reins to this, like, gigantic set. It's a big responsibility. Mm-hmm. There's a lot for us to say in the art. I keep seeing the art and I was like, I wish I could have done, you know what I mean?
Always, like, right?
Come up with that. Yeah, that's the art never ends until you abandon it.
Well, that's a good thing. That means we have something new to look forward to after this one.
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Magic the Gathering, Lost Caverns of Ixalan art director Ovidio Cartagena. Thank you so much, Ovidio, for being with us.
Thank you for having me.